Does your approach change out here at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just being able to move into his spot, get some of his catches, you know, try to gain that confidence with Pat through the training camp. Yeah, kind of up my tempo a little bit.
What's it going to take then, do you think, to get that job, to get more snaps, to get more catches?
I'm just coming out playing confident, making plays out here, you know what I mean, which I've been doing, just having fun with Pat, showing him my confidence, showing him that I can make plays just like Sammy could.
Can you talk about your relationship with him? It seems like from day one, when he was a first-year player, he's had a connection with you and been able to make big plays with you.
Yeah, that's my guy, Pat, man. Well, he came in, a year or two after me, and been making plays with him ever since, like 2 or 3 years ago, trying to make plays down, deep down the field, and we're just trying to keep that going.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Ms. Karen?
Good. Andy said you're competing for that number two spot. So do you feel a pressure or do you feel an excitement? What is there that you know they're looking at you for that, but what is going through your mind as you're competing out here?
I'm just having fun, going out and competing every day, knowing I can make all the plays that anybody out here can make, and just honing in, doing it every day, being consistent with it.
What do you need to show them, though? What are you working on this camp to step up your day?
I'll just making plays whenever you get a chance. So you can't do nothing about not having the ball, but whenever you do get a chance to get that ball, then you try to make a play on it. So just making plays whenever you get a chance.
Cornell's a new face in the room. How is he acclimated to what you guys are doing?
Oh, smart guy. Yeah, he loves the game, obviously. And we try to, you know what I'm saying, stay at the meeting and help him with everything that he want help with. And he's a smart guy. He's catching on pretty fast, actually. Oh, no, I mean, it's all the same. I can't tell if he's scrambling or not. I mean, you know, I don't know what's going on right there when I'm running my route, so.
But I guess the better question is, you don't feel like you guys are doing more scramble drills than in past years as well?
No, it's all feel the same.
Do you sense a different approach or different mood with the team overall this offseason, coming off a Super Bowl loss versus last offseason,
right,
coming off a Super Bowl win?
For sure, yeah. I mean, 2 years ago, we finished the job, and last year, we didn't. So we got to have a better approach than we did this upcoming year. Even though we got to the Super Bowl, the goal is to win it. So we're trying to get back there and win that thing this year.
You know, Marcus, there's a play today when in goal line, when Patrick was rolling to his left, contorted his body, and found you in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah.
No other quarterback can make these plays. Just what's your mentality like as a receiver, always being ready for that kind of play?
I just stand alive. We know what he can do. We went over it last night, and yeah, he's a great mobile quarterback in or outside of the pocket. So we just try to stay alive and be that guy making that play whenever he does throw the ball.
Which part of that did you go last night?
Corners and Mike Hughes and DeAndre Baker, mm-hmm. You've gone up against them so much.
Yes.
What stands out to you about those two guys?
Both of them very good players, very smart. DeAndre seemed to be banged up a little bit, but whenever he's healthy and he's going full speed, and I know he's a great player. Mike Hughes is very smart. Coming out, getting work with us, man. We appreciate it. We love him here. He making good plays, so yeah, we welcome him. We welcome him.
You said you went over with something last night from the play that Matt asked you about. What part of that did you go over last night?
Just honing in on the scrambling drills. Whenever he does scramble, we kind of implemented that in last night, kind of showing us where the spots and everything is. So we kind of know where to go and know what to do when he is scrambling. So yeah.
Is that played out pretty similar to what you guys have discussed?
Yeah, I mean, just playing ball, just moving around, keeping your feet moving. Don't never quit on a play.
D-Rock, how are you different today than you were maybe 3 years ago?
Oh, man. Just being smarter, knowing more of the game, being able to move faster, even having more confidence, you know what I mean? Having more confidence with the game, man, just knowing the playbook, knowing every position on the field. So it just make you play way more faster.
D-Rock, back to that play with Pat and Sam, ask you about largely played with Pat, but getting back to your conversation with Florida and everything, just how unique is that in that, man, it could be 15, 16 seconds into the play and you could still make it.
Man, it's amazing. Like I said, we had a play like that when he first got in the league. It was in preseason. I want to say the Titans. And yeah, we've been doing stuff like that. So I just know he's always looking downfield, and that's how you want the quarterback to be looking downfield. You want to make a big play. So yeah, I love it when he's scrambling out there.
So DeMarcus, with all that said, is this offense going to show some things we haven't seen before? Since you're all used to it,
yeah,
you're all watching Pat run all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be an even more evolved offense this year?
Oh, for sure, yeah. We got a more equipped line now, and he might not have a scramble at all. He may be able to just sit back in the pocket. But it's something we work on, you know, just in case it does happen in the game. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see some things you seen last year and some things we're going to bring out that you guys haven't seen before.
Getting a chance to try to get back to the Super Bowl and win it this year, how much of that was part of your free agency, or was there much difference being a free agent this past summer from a year ago?
It wasn't much different. I wanted to play for the Chiefs, so I came back and I wanted to win the Super Bowl.
With Sammy gone, I mean, you and Tyreek are the veterans of that wide receiver room.
Right.
How do you view yourself as a leader, and what is it that you tell the young guys?
Just go out and learn the playbook. That'll be probably the easiest thing to getting on the field, knowing every position. It took me a while to get it, but now that I do have it, I'm able to teach guys that don't know stuff, and guys come up to me all the time and feel good to kind of let them know a position that I'm not even playing, what to do, you know what I mean? So a lot of guys come up and ask me a lot of questions, and I'm able to answer that, and it feels good, you know what I mean? So
how long did it take you before you felt comfortable that you knew the playbook?
Yeah, it took me a good year or two, you know what I'm saying, two training camps, and I was like, oh, I've seen this before, and it seems easy. I know what to do. I know what he's going to do. So once you get a season or two and you're up under your belt, it feels good.
Talk about confidence. Is that what led you to say you were looking to get 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns?
Right. Yeah, it is. I do feel confident. That's my guy. We are close friends, and you know what I mean? So hopefully we can make something happen.